So we invite you to close your eyes and lean into the entourage that is here with you now. Your higher self, your guides, all those that you call from the angelic realm, the Star Mothers, and of course, Kryon. Kryon, who loves you, who knows who is here with us now, and is continuing to give us messages that uplift and remind us of our magnificence. And so, dear Kryon, we are ready to receive more of your love, guidance, and wisdom.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Some have written in and they've said, you know, I feel there is a greater goal for me. I'm here for something. I've always felt that, but where do I start? Could that be so? Why do I feel it? And if I do, and am I right, how do I begin? How can I know what I'm here for? I would like to speak to you, dear ones, because there are so many light workers right now who are literally awakening to something I'll call the soul blueprint. There are so many things to tell you that are outside of the three-dimensional ideas you might have. Indeed, of what happens with a soul blueprint, or some of you call contracts. You're starting to feel perhaps you're here for something different than you're doing, or perhaps above that which you're doing. Not to replace what you're doing, perhaps, but a greater purpose in your life. That is so common that so many are asking this same question. How do I start? Is it true? Am I here for something bigger? Well, the first thing I would say to you is, why would this occur to you at all at this point in time? Why so many of you? Perhaps you didn't know that this is a very common question today among those who are starting to awaken to a larger truth, or perhaps those in the shift that we are going through right now that are also awakening to something bigger than it was. In other words, you may have been a light worker for many, many years, but suddenly you're asking this question. You wouldn't be an old soul, dear ones, if you didn't ask this. So many of you are here looking at a future that you didn't actually think would be here. Remember, you were taught by so many that by the years in the 2000s, it would be the end of the world. There would be all kinds of catastrophes that didn't happen, by the way, and expected that are going to happen in the next couple of years that probably will not happen either. This has been the rhetoric. This has been the thing that has perhaps disconnected many from wondering, what is the rest of time on this planet going to be, especially for you? Is there something you're supposed to do? Let me answer it this way. Absolutely. Absolutely there is. We have to look into this in a way perhaps that is different from you felt, that what you felt was there. In a linear fashion, that is to say, in an older energy, you look at contracts, which, by the way, really don't exist in esoterics, in metaphysics. Contracts do not exist in your soul. Now, this may be news for you, because there are so many who say, I have this contract to do this or that, to the extent that something better may come along, and you'll go, no, that's not my contract, and you will stay then on that course that you thought was what you're supposed to do. And here's what you didn't realize. There are no contracts. Instead, there are, get ready for this, Changing potentials with the release of greater truth in your DNA. Changing potentials with the release of greater truth from your DNA. Have you heard me talk about what is in your DNA in the form of time capsules? That means energies that only release at certain times, or that only release when you have gotten to a certain frequency of consciousness, a higher consciousness. That, for instance, you may have never known about or never felt or never sensed until this time called the shift, until perhaps you awaken to a little greater truth. Or, this gets weird, perhaps you've moved into a slightly different dimensionality. Now, we have talked about that before. All of these things are occurring with old souls and light workers, who are now having all of these questions starting to pop up where they did not before. There are no contracts, dear ones. It is such a beautiful system. Let's study this even a little more. Humans have free choice. All of you have free choice. When to awaken, what to do when you do, to follow the intuitions that you have, to meet those synchronistically that may change your life. And all of these things are free choice. Spirit does not know what you're going to do. Spirit knows what's in the field. Spirit knows the potentials you have. Spirit knows what's going to happen if you follow certain potentials. So it's not fortune telling. Again, we equate it to the snowball rolling down the hill. If it starts rolling down the hill, you know it's going to continue and gather speed and size and perhaps go to a certain place as it rolls down. This is the same kind of thing we see with a human being. Ah, look who he or she has met, and look what's going to happen now. Look where the future might take them based upon the potentials they both have together. And that doesn't necessarily mean a romantic thing. It could be a business partner. It could be a group. It can be so many different things that you decide to do in an awakened state. Do you see how that might change things? Then that becomes the blueprint. That becomes the future that you have then started your own snowball. It's not a contract. But believe me, you came in with the potential. And that's the beauty, because that's what you're feeling. So you're asking yourself yet again, I feel something in me. I'm supposed to do this or that, or I'm supposed to do something. I have no idea what it is, but I feel a calling, some have said, a calling. Where do I begin? Great question. Now the next part of this answer, where do I begin? Almost all of you have been trained and programmed through a linear way, perhaps of learning and being, where almost everything is a list. And then there's the hierarchy of the list that says, in order to do A or B or C, you've got to do something first. And then you will study this or that, or this will happen. And so you have this grand hierarchical list of what happens when you begin a certain thing. Esoterics are not that way. Multidimensionality is not that way. It's not even close to being that way. And this is where some have a misunderstanding of what to do next. How do I start to know my calling? And I'm going to give you the answer. And it's the one that you don't want to hear necessarily, because it's not empirical. That is to say, it's not a thing that, grab your pencil, write this down. It won't be that at all. Here's what I say, and I tell everyone who asks the same thing. If you posture your life in joy and you awaken to a greater truth, you understand that you can have the compassion of the spirit, of the source. When you get to that place where you start to be comfortable with yourself, to the point where you can say, I love my life. I love the way I think because I am a piece of God. When you start to get to that place, when you can wake up without anxiety and be in joy no matter what is happening in your life, when you start to feel this way, those answers of what is next will start occurring in your life, and they will occur by themselves. Through intuition, through enhanced intuition, through having an intuition that says go left instead of right because there's somebody you're going to meet there. Now, it may not feel like that. It just may feel like I've got to go do this. And when you go do that, there will be somebody else you meet to take you someplace else or a situation that you will be aware of that you were not before. So let me back up and summarize it again. These are not stair steps to climb for you to find out who you are, what you're supposed to do, or what your calling is. This is you relaxing into the love that is there for you to such a degree that synchronicity can happen and intuition will occur. That's the answer. Probably don't like that because there's no one or two things, grab your pencil, as I say. Instead, we're giving you instructions for life, for mastery. Drop into your heart and start living that which we have told you to before. And when you get to that comfortable, safe place every day and you know who you are, all manner of things start to open up, believe me. This has been the way of it for so many old souls and light workers, and they can testify over and over that the elusive things in life suddenly started appearing when they relaxed with themselves, loved themselves, and knew who they were. I wouldn't tell you these things unless they were true, unless they worked. Blessed is the human being who finds out how much they are loved and finds the God inside. And so it is.